Good morning. You're listening to our live local interview on KCAW Sitka. I'm Catherine Rose, and joining me in the studio this morning are Beatrice Perez Peterson and Ada Parker. They're here to talk about Charlotte's Web, a YPT's performance coming up this weekend on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday at Otis Theater. Did I get those days right?
Yes.
So tell me, Charlotte's Web, are you excited to put on this show for Sitka?
Yeah.
I'm very excited because it's like we put so much work into it. We always put so much work into our shows. But
how long have you been rehearsing for this particular show?
This is our sixth week right now, mm-hmm. I'm pretty sure.
Are the sets all built and ready to go?
Pretty much. I think we still are missing a few pieces. But
so, Beatrice, you're playing Wilbur. And Ada, you're playing Fern. Can you tell us a little bit about those roles for anybody who maybe didn't read the book in school?
Okay. So Wilbur is really kind of one of the main characters. He is the pig that is really the main focus of the story. He starts out at the Airbolt's farm, and he almost gets killed there because he's runned. But Fern comes and saves him, and she raises him for a little while. And then he goes over to Suckerman's farm, and they're still trying to kill him because it's a pig.
Sure.
So the focus of the story switches to how are we going to save Wilbur, I guess.
And our phone is going off here. So, Ada... Can you tell me a little bit about Fern, about the character you're playing?
Well, Fern, she's very bouncy and energetic. She loves animals. She likes to, like, just kind of sit at the barn, hang out. Lots of friends, and, well, her friends are animals, mm-hmm. but, yeah.
And how many shows have you been in with YPT? How long have you both been with YPT?
Well, I started with the first show that they ever put on with Beatrix Potter, but I did not do any of the spring short plays, like the one acts. So I'm pretty sure this is my 10th one, and I've been in for like 5 years now.
And Ada?
This is my 4th play, and this is my 2nd year.
And what's different about this play? What are you excited about?
Well, this is the first time I've gotten a true main role. I've gotten pretty close a lot of times, but I've never been, like, the actual focus of attention, and it's very exciting and very new to me. I've never had to go to rehearsal this much.
For me, this is, again, the closest I've been to a lead role as well. I did play... kind of a little side role to the lead role in Alice in Wonderland, though. Mm-hmm. So that was fun.
And what's the most, what are you looking forward to the most about the show in particular? Any fun moments, anything you get to do as Wilbur or Fern that you're really looking forward to?
I guess there's this one scene where I'm asked to show if, if I'm radiant. And so I have to do all of these tricks, but I'm not very athletic, so I guess I just run in a circle twice and then leap into the air, roll over, kind of, and then land into a half splits and fall on my face. And I just think it's really charming and really fun.
And for those who maybe have vague memories of reading the book in school, Wilbur's showing that he's radiant because, right, the spider's web says radiant in it, right?
Right. Well, Charlotte is about to write the word radiant.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And let's talk a little bit more about the message of the play, right? Can you talk a little bit more about what viewers, what audience members are going to take away from this performance?
Well, I'd say one of the main messages is friendship. Mm-hmm. One of the biggest messages is friendship. Like, you need to care about your friends, and your friends care about you, mm-hmm. I'd say.
Is kind of like a peaceful feeling, you know, one that you don't get often. You get special friends, and then you get the friends that you have for about a year, and then maybe you just fade away.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And Anything else you'd like to add about the show that you're looking forward to or that you hope viewers will be able to take away?
Well, there's also this overlying thing. You can tell from the start that Charlotte is eventually going to die, and I think a little bit of it is a little bit of teaching you to accept loss, mm-hmm. just a little bit, yeah.
Yeah, definitely. I think that's one of the earliest texts we read in elementary school that kind of talks about loss in a way that it gets children kind of comfortable with talking about it. And so this show is going to be on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, Friday, October 19th at 7 p.m., Saturday from at 2 and at 7, and Sunday at 2 at Otis Theater. And what about the costumes? We didn't even talk about the costumes and the set.
Yeah, the costumes are fantastic. Mm-hmm. I think they're all adorable.
Mm-hmm.
We have put a lot of work into them, and they're all quite accurate to the time period, I have to say.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm very impressed with them.
The costumes are wonderful. They're full of color, and they totally match the character that they're supposed to match.
Mm-hmm. And so, been speaking with Ada Parker and Beatrice Perez Peterson talking about Charlotte's Web that's coming up this weekend. Thanks again for coming into the studio and talking with me this morning. You can get your tickets at Old Harbor Books, I'm guessing?
Probably.
Well, we will double check on that, and we'll have that information on our website later at kcaw.org along with this interview if you'd like to listen again. Thanks again for coming in this morning.